Scott Smith wants voters in New York's 18th U.S. House District to consider third-party candidates more seriously. He's been on the ballot in the district before and says this year is especially a good time for voters to explore their options beyond the mainstream. Smith is a lifelong Orange County resident who this year is on the Serve America movement and libertarian ballot lines.
I just think with each passing year, people have become more and more frustrated with what they're witnessing in politics. So I think that the, you know, desire and momentum towards kind of trying to escape the two parties that we're stuck with now and kind of everything that entails, I think that's part of a change that's at play here.
Smith, a middle school science teacher, is running against incumbent Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney and Republican Shell Farley. Smith talks about how he would approach the civil unrest seen across the nation this year.
The Democrats, for example, you know, they were kind of hesitant to speak out about some of the things that were going on in terms of violence and looting and rioting. And, yeah, that's only a part of what's going on, obviously. But they wouldn't speak out against it because politically it served them not to. Only when polls started to show that it was hurting their chances come November did they change their tune a little bit. And Republicans at the same time, you know, they're supporting law enforcement and whatnot and law and order as part of their big rallying cry now. But that's because the polls say that that's a winning issue for them. You know, years ago, a couple years back, you know, had we had more of a sincere conversation about, you know, what is law enforcement? How's it supposed to work? What is justice? Let's stop playing games with these words and terms and concepts. We wouldn't be where we are today, I don't think, if we'd had that conversation sooner. But it didn't benefit either party to have that conversation sooner. Take what happened to George Floyd. On that day, this entire nation was on the same page, right? No doubt about it. Whole nation on the same page about that, what happened that day, and that we needed to do something. But every day since, the political forces seeking to take advantage of it have squandered that unity, right? That unity that we had has dwindled with every passing day because now people are going, well, yeah, I see what happened that day, and I'm extremely upset about it, and we need to do something, but look what this side did with that, and now I'm not on board with them anymore. Or now look what the other side did with that, and I'm not on board with them anymore. So I feel like we squandered so much because of the political forces involved in it.
What about the coronavirus pandemic? We're seeing resurgence, certainly in parts of the 18th district, where obviously in Orange County, you have these hot zones, hot spots, and there's a need for more money, right? What would you do in Congress to ensure that state and local governments have the help they need, or educators, I know you're a teacher, have the help they need, funding for whether it's PPE or, you know, remote learning, whatever the case is?
Well, obviously, everybody can always use more money, right? But it's kind of become a habit where we just believe we just need to send more money everywhere. I think at times we need to be a little more creative about how we deal with things and not just expect that someone else is going to, you know, show up with a bag full of money for us. You know, in education, a lot of schools are doing what they can in terms of offering different options. I think we've largely ignored, you know, kind of how we might reimagine education in the United States, in terms of, you know, remote learning and the resources available to us. And we're only now just kind of stumbling into it because we've been forced into it. You know, so that's one issue, I think. We could be a lot more creative in how we handle things. The other thing I would say is that we kind of have this other habit of, like, New York State, for example, you know, in many ways it's irresponsible with its finances. It spends money like a drunken sailor on programs that, you know, at times may be foolish or may have more political gain than actual public gain, and then wants to have all of that corrected by, let's say, the federal government with funding. So I'd be in support of federal funds supporting local and state governments, but there'd have to be some real caution about not letting states and municipalities look to have the federal government kind of rescue them from other kind of fiscal mistakes that they've made. You know, provide the funding to help specifically and very targeted with those things related to corona and health and education, but at the same time, not let states take advantage that are, like, you know, coming in with their car that they got to scrape on the paint, but they want the, you know, the insurance company to make the car new again when it's 12 years old. You know, it's kind of is one way I look at that.
On health insurance,
generally, I support private insurance. There's so many people that have it and are happy with it. You know, any conversation about the public options then becomes a question about the dollars and cents of it, and I don't know what numbers to trust on that issue. You know, so without it being my full-time job to sit down and really plow through that, you know, I can't say, you know, is it going to cost the couple hundred billion somebody said or the couple trillion somebody said? You know, who do I trust, the Republicans or the Democrats? You know, nobody has a serious conversation about this, right? Because we never get past the, well, that sounds great because it'll help a lot of people. Well, who doesn't want to help a lot of people? Everybody wants to help a lot of people. But most of us are waiting for the real description of how do we actually do that, right? That we can actually pay for, that we can actually achieve, or that actually within the authority of government. But we never get to those details because it's always about, I love people, you hate people. You know, you're pro-immigrant, you're anti-immigrant. You're pro-law enforcement, you're anti-law enforcement. We never actually get to talk about actual policy in detail.
Something with which some candidates would disagree. Smith believes the mainstream parties are moving from their centers.
We keep going left, right, left, right. That keeps widening. The divide gets worse, the animosity gets worse. And that's kind of, in my mind, a pendulum that's never swinging back. You know what I mean? If we don't stop it, it's just going to keep going farther each way, to the point where it just gets worse every day, which is part of my philosophy of we really need to elect people who are going to kind of more hold the middle and make these edges come in and deal with us rather than kind of everybody move to the edges.
Who are you voting for president?
To be honest, I won't answer that question.
Okay,
you
may I phrase it? Yes, and then I'm going to rephrase it.
Okay, if you want to rephrase it. So personally, I will cast a vote for president, obviously, and you know, kind of that's my own. But I don't believe, let's say, assume for a moment that I'm elected to serve in Congress, we neither of us know who's going to be president next year. And I want to enter into that work relationship in an objective manner with either one. Plus, I want people to have faith that when I say that I'm supporting something that the president, whoever it may be, supports, that I'm doing so objectively. Or that if I oppose something that the president is supporting or doing, that I am opposing it objectively and not because I'm Team Trump or Team Biden. And I think people have gotten too hung up in kind of tying their congressional vote as well to their presidential vote. In one case, you're setting a course for the country, you know, by picking these two themes that are being presented. In the other case, you're really meant to be sending someone to Washington to represent the people here from the district. And those are two distinctly different things.
What I'm curious to know is, would you be voting for a major party candidate?
That's a good question. You know, I'm still kind of weighing that a little bit. Part of me obviously has a perspective on the major parties versus third parties and other options. But then also I'm a realist about, you know, when presented with a choice, I have to make an honest assessment of what's available to me and what my vote will do.
In a recent open letter to Republican voters, Smith writes in part that, quote, given the demographics of our district, the voter enrollment, and voting trends, the Republican Party candidate is not going to win the district, despite the fact that President Trump most likely will, end quote. Congressman Maloney is going for a fifth term in the 18th Congressional District, which includes all of Orange and Putnam counties and parts of Dutchess and Westchester counties. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.